Dr. Arlington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, comma, Chaunet, S-H-A-W-N-E-T, Latrice, L-A-T-R-I-C-E. The date of birth, January 22nd, 1979. The date of evaluation, April 19, 2022. The referring physician, disability and social service. The reason for consultation, patient has history of congestive heart failure. The HPI The patient is a 43-year-old female with history of congestive heart failure dating to 2017, period. She stated that at that time she had developed symptoms of apnea and shortness of breath, period. She underwent evaluation and was found to have left ventricle ejection fraction of 5%, period. She was treated medically, period. However, AICD / pacemaker was advised. She most recently was evaluated at Highland General Hospital, and AICD again advised, period. The patient apparently had deferred. She continues with shortness of breath. She notes that exercise tolerance is less than one block. She has ongoing three-pillow orthopnea and further reports occasional palpitations, period. Symptoms are constantly present and has no specific provocating factor except exercise. Past medical history, one, congestive heart failure, next number, hypertension untreated, next number, cardiomyopathy, past surgical history, unremarkable, medications, lisinopril 5 milligrams daily, furosemide 80 milligrams daily, carvedilol 25 milligrams, aspirin 325 milligrams one daily, spironolactone 25 milligrams. The allergies, known on drug allergies, family history, mother died with congestive heart failure, father had congestive heart failure and AICD, a brother had AICD and congestive heart failure, a aunt had a permanent pacemaker. Social history, she denies cigarettes, marijuana. She notes occasional alcohol, but denies any drug use. Review of systems. Constitutional, she has night sweats. Eyes, she has impaired vision and wears glasses. Psychiatric, she has nervousness, depression, and insomnia. The remainder of the reviewer systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 138/95, pulse 103, respiratory rate 20, height 62 inches, weight 182.2 pounds, vision, right eye 20/30-1, left 20/30-2, both eyes 20/25-1. In general, she is again in no acute distress. The HEENT, unremarkable, cardiovascular. She is slightly tachycardic. She has mild JVD present. There is a soft systolic murmur at the apex. The abdomen, bowel sounds are normally active. She is noted to be mildly obese. No masses or tendon is noted. No organomegaly is present. Back, no CVAT. Extremities reveal trivial pitting edema. Examination otherwise unremarkable. The data review, echocardiogram. There is severe global hypokinesis with left ventricular ejection fraction of 25%.
Hello? Hello?
There is severe diastolic dysfunction with restrictive pattern, period. Left atria is mildly dilated, period. There is moderate mitral regurgitation, period. There is mild tricuspid regurgitation, period. PA pressure is severely elevated. RV systolic pressure is 63 millimeters of mercury, period. There is mild to moderate pulmonic regurgitation, period. The overall impression, this is a 43-year-old female with history of congestive heart failure and cardiomyopathy. It appears that she may have a familial history of cardiomyopathy, period. She has ongoing symptoms which are severe, period. She has left ventricular ejection fraction of 25% consistent with severe dysfunction. She has restrictive abnormality, period. The patient is currently able to, correction, the patient is currently unable to perform tasks which requires significant lifting, bending, pushing, or exertion, period. Her medications should be optimized, period. She should be referred to a specialty heart failure clinic given her age. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.